Now, the First Lady of France, Brigitte Macron, has had to deal with false claims that she is a man, that she doesn't exist, or that she is in fact her brother. She and her president husband have already filed a defamation lawsuit in the United States against the right-wing podcaster Candace Owen for repeating the false gender claim. And now 10 people have gone on trial in Paris accused of sexist cyberbullying. Elaine Cobb is a journalist in the French capital. She's on the line. Elaine, so what's the background to this specific case involving the 10 accused?
Audrey, they're accused of cyberbullying over the past 5 years. They're not linked. These are an array of 10 accused, 8 men, 2 women, aged 41 to 60. There's a banker, a medium, a local official, an unemployed man, and people who work in art, IT or art galleries. And they are accused of, at various stages, basically having websites where they keep, or using social media, especially Twitter, X, where they just keep repeating the rumours about Brigitte Macron, suggesting that she's not herself, as you said, that she's in fact her brother, that she was born a man and is a trans woman. And there's been such a lot of spread of this that eventually the presidential couple said, look, enough, we are suing because it's insulting, it's degrading, it's wrong, and we're sick of it.
So what's been happening in the trial? It began yesterday.
Yes, so far we've heard the charges against them, and it should be noted that there was quite a crowd outside supporting the 10 accused, because they've become sort of cause célèbre for some people who believe that they're being downtrodden and not being allowed to speak. Some of the accused have said it is a matter of the public's right to know, and they're claiming that it's humour. Someone else said it's like Charlie Hebdo, the satirical magazine in France, which has a lot of respect and which was attacked by terrorists in 2015. So there's quite a spread here. And today, Brigitte Macron's daughter is being called to the bar. Now, Brigitte Macron has not been in court and we're not expecting her to be.
If they are found guilty, all of them or any of them, what sort of sentences might they face?
They face 2 years in prison if they are found guilty.
And these conspiracy theories, Elaine, over Brigitte Macron's gender, they've been around now for nearly 10 years. Do you know what impact they have had on her?
She has said it's been wearing, and while it's had a terrible impact on her personally, she said every time she told investigators when they interviewed her last December, every time she travels abroad with her husband, foreign leaders know about it. And even if they're saying something in sympathy, she cringes because people just everywhere know about it. And she said, more importantly, it's affecting her family. She has grandchildren and they are being teased at school, being told, your grandmother's your grandfather. And she said all of that is having an effect on the whole family.
Elaine, thank you very much indeed. Elaine Cobb, journalist in Paris, on that trial involving 10 people accused of sexist cyberbullying in relation to the First Lady of France, Brigitte Macron. It's 7:44.